It's about God, but it's also about you too. He said so. So let's sing about it today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered.
We're here. We're right here.
The gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, to our friends around the world, thanks for coming back. What is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin
right.
Williams sitting to my right.
Yeah, yeah,
right
here. Kevin's here.
Woody Wright.
Happy day.
Woodrow.
Happy day.
Woodrow to the right.
Amber Neela.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Gloria Gaither.
Hello.
Tori Taft.
That's me.
And boy, Bill, you said it. Today, we've gathered today because Jesus said we matter a lot.
That's right. And my guests today are living in the blessed assurance of Christ. The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
Larry Gatlin, wow. Gold City. Hey, it's going to be good.
Let's get it kicked off with the whole homecoming gang here and featuring a couple of people that are in the room.
Yeah.
Brother Woodrow Wright and Amber Neela on Tabernacle. Here they are.
We clapped our hands and testified.
We passed around the chicken and the buttermilk pie. Nothing ever tasted better.
And the kids played ball and the babies just played, while the old man napped out under the shade.
And the women picked flowers and sipped lemonade and sat around talking together.
At least that's the way I recall.
We loved our God with all of our might, and everyone knew the wrong from the right.
And we worked all day and we slept all night, and we were proud and stood tall.
Down by the tabernacle,
Homecoming Friends with Tabernacle.
And my public service announcement today is this. If you know someone who is retired and they're looking for a second career, keep these resume tips in mind. Avoid the word season. It implies outdated.
Okay. Oh.
Instead, use the phrase respected expert.
Oh, ooh. I like that. Ooh. Yeah.
Also, play up your skills in teamwork, communication, and decision making.
Oh, that's all things. Good stuff. Okay. Windsor, you still having a good time here in the studio, buddy? There.
He's a dandy.
I tell you, that dog is something else. I love it.
That's okay.
He's
down, boy.
So
put it down.
Now I get it.
If you want more happy, then your heart will hold. If you want to stand taller, if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away. If you want less lonely and
bucket in his garden when I happened by. He waved me over with that look in his eye and started breaking off some ears of corn. Here, boy, today this corn is just right. Boil it up for your supper tonight. I've learned it's true what my pappy used to say. Nothing's quite as good until you give it away. If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand taller if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away. If you want less lonely and a lot more fun, and deep satisfaction when the day day in the garden with my Uncle Sam. So I hope you'll hear these words I have to say. There are two kinds of folks, takers and givers. There's gripers and complainers and big-hearted livers. It depends on how we choose to spend our days. We can hold
Gaither Vocal Band. What a great song. Give it away. Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Time to class it up a little bit here.
I think he means yippee.
We have searched the world over for the perfect word to add to your vocabulary. Memorize it. Use it. Don't abuse it. Here it is. Knackered.
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 Wait a minute. See if Windsor's
got it. Silent.
Here.
The K is silent.
Yes.
Windsor.
All right. I got it. Windsor. Here it is.
He's got it.
Knackered. Now, this is an interesting word. It comes from the root word knackery, which was an early 20th century British cough medicine. Anybody familiar with this? Oh. Knackery, or knack, as it was called in the States. Very popular among musical artists and performers who needed to feel better quickly. Hence all the songs about it. Knack three times on the ceiling. He knacks me off my feet. And, of course, the one we all love, knack, knack, knacking on heaven's door. Well, I actually knew, personally, one British actor who was so knackered, he fell asleep in his pancakes at IHOP, woke up on the lawn of Buckingham Palace while being watered by the royal sprinklers. Now, far as I know, nothing else happened. Knack on wood. Oh, okay! All right, there we You knew it had to finish, right?
You've circled the airport in a weird way that you were almost kind of...
Sort of landed.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it is a British expression. You were right there.
No, I didn't know that.
It's kind of like slang, and it means very tired or exhausted, worn out. Here's an example. Unfortunately, I was too knackered after work to join them for dinner.
Well, back to my definition.
As always.
Hey, here's the Oak Ridge Boys to get us out of this. There is power in the blood.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. 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 Wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power. 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 Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood. In its life-giving flow, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Here at homecomingradio.com.
We love to have fun here in the radio studio, and folks always say, where does that fun come from? In my family, a lot of it came from my dad. You know, he had the greatest sense of humor, and we grew up on a lake, Lake Cumberland in south central Kentucky, beautiful lake. Dad was pumping gas at the gas station one time, true story, guy came up, said, tourist, you know, from up north. Yeah, we know what that's all
about.
He drove up, and he said, hey, buddy, said, what's the quickest way to the lake? And Dad said, are you walking or are you driving? And the guy said, I'm driving. Dad said, that's the fastest way to the lake.
Oh, there you go.
My daddy.
That's fun.
That's pretty good.
Here's Joey and Rory doing I'll Fly Away.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. To that home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. fly away to a land where joy will never end. I'll fly away. One more time. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
And that was Joey and Rory with I'll Fly Away.
And here's something to think about. I hope one day the branding of Christianity would simply be known as the forgiveness of sins. Because Christianity isn't us living for God. It is God living for and in us.
Oh, yes. That's good? Gospel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's gospel.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Letters. I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
Oh, my friend, you are so encouraging when we hear from you when you check in with notes like these.
Thomas says, hi from Malaysia. I listen to you on AM 920, and I am loving the music. Be encouraged and blessed as I am. Praise the Lord that this is accessible all over the world. Keep it up.
Dwayne says, what a blessing you are. I hear you at noon hour every day in North Carolina. Love the program because you never fail to bring a smile to my face, and it puts joy in my heart. God bless each of you.
Listen to this from Al. Al says, lunchtime is my happy hour. Every day I get to hear some people having fun, laughing, and playing the best music known to man. It always shines the light of God's abundant love on my day. I appreciate you all.
And we sure do love your notes. It helps us to feel you and feel your spirit and what you love for us to do. Homecomingradio.com. Gloria is here with me today. We wrote this song how many years ago, honey? 40, 45 years ago. Mm-hmm. From a sermon from Dr. B.R. Lakin. He was speaking at a church in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was using the words of Jesus. The last words he said, it is finished. But he was such a poet. He was a Southern orator. And when he used those last lines, it is finished.
He was using the metaphor of the blood dropping from Jesus' crown and the hands and feet. And he ended by saying, and the drop of blood dropped to the sand beneath the cross, and the sand said to the blade of grass, it is finished.
Oh, wow.
And the blade of grass was echoing the sand when a bird flew down and picked the blade of grass and flew up into the sky and said, it is finished. And she landed in the top of the tallest pine tree and said to the pine tree, it is finished. And then, so he went on, and Bill's punching me in the rib. We got to write that. And so he kept doing that the whole time until he finished his beautiful oration. And when he got home, he said, we got to write that. And I said, yeah, we do. So a week later, he says, you got any ideas? Have you written anything yet? And I said, not yet. And he kept nagging me all the time. And I finally turned to him and I said, what was finished? And he said, oh, you know, redemption's plan and all that. And I said, I got to think about what that means. So two things happened. The men came home from Vietnam and they fell from the bottom of the plane down to their knees and kissed the sand of America. We're watching this on the evening news. and we're just trying to wrap our minds around it. And that image stayed in my mind. And then there was an article in a magazine about the soldier who wandered out of one of the islands in the Pacific with a torn uniforms and a rusty gun, and he had been guarding the island all this time. And finally he said, "Is it over?" And they said, "What is over?" And he said, "Are they gone? Are they gone?" And it realized that he was been guarding an island. They said, "Oh, that war has been over for 20 years. And when those two images came to me, then the lyric came very quickly. We are all guarding territory that has been freed a long time ago. Oh, yes. And that Satan has no power over us unless he can convince us that the war has never been won. Yeah. But when we know it has been, it is finished for us. And we can come out and say, I'm free, and claim our territory." Wow. So
good.
And let me brag on her. I think two of the greatest verses she ever wrote was, "Yet in my heart the battle was raging. Not all prisoners of war had come home. They were battlefields of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won. That I heard it, the King of the Ages had fought all the battles for me. And victory was mine for the claiming. And now, praise his name, I am free." And then we can say, in the words of Jesus at that point, "It's finished. I'm tired of fighting wars.
There'll be no more war
that have already been fought." Mm-hmm. And so we wrote this song.
So good. Oh, that's so good.
There's a line that is drawn through the ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On that cross battle is raging. The gain of man's soul or his loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons, all the devils of hell. But on the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the force of the conflict, and the sun refuses to shine. For there hangs God's Son in the balance, and then in my heart the battle was raging. Not all prisoners of war had come home. These were battlefields of my. Oh,
is It Is Finished by the Gaither Vocal Band. What a lyric.
Well, our goal today was to try to bring some assurance into your life and encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus, who is the source of our security. Join us again next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and hopefully some smiles along the way.
Yeah. We have lots of great information over at our website, so visit homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And get the latest scoop on videos, new projects, and link to our social media and Facebook. You can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We have some great homecoming stations in the state of Montana.
Big Sky.
Yeah, like KAFH, KANB, KEUR, and so many more. Yeah. We say
salute.
And don't fly your kite up there in Montana. They'll shoot it down. We're all out of time, but we'll see you next time. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.